Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a private proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
I'm ready. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point.
This is
the official
OPT Network.
And it is another, it's another momentous Monday.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it a momentous Monday?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the week is just, it started off great yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
An excellent church service.
Mm-hmm.
Starts, you know, the momentum starts to build from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I love it. Well, DC, you know, as we start Momentum Monday this March the 10th, it's 7:40, but you know, as we did spring forward with daylight saving times on Sunday morning, a lot of people are feeling a little bit out of sorts.
Not me.
Not you?
No. Shucks, I can't wait for the day to get started anyway. So that's really a good thing for me that it's starting early. Because
uh-huh.
I was ready for it last week. I would have been I'm ready to get the morning started. Well, guess what? Now it's started.
Now it's started.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful life.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
But I'm going to tell you what it is. If you're traveling in, and we know that you are on your prime time drive in this morning.
Prime time. Prime time morning drive. Prime time. Because, you know, we know a lot of y'all are just getting up.
That's right. Just getting going. And so it is foggy outside. So we encourage you this morning, as we always do, to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And you know what? I know for a fact that sometimes it's just hard to do. It's easy to say, but it's hard to do, especially when you're in a hurry. And a lot of people are really, really trying to get in the groove of this new time. And many people have said that, you know, once you get accustomed to the old time, it's time to spring forward already. And so, I mean, it just snuck up on us. And I'm going to tell you what the researchers are saying about your circadian rhythm. And that's the rhythm that our bodies get into and how it can be affected. But you know what? No worries. No worries. Because you can have what you say.
Yes.
Yes, we're starting early. We're starting an hour early. We're losing a little bit of sleep. But our days are longer. And it's also, it's different now when you're driving in and it's still dark outside. So we've got to get accustomed to it. But what we do know and what we're hoping is that spring is in the air and that the cold weather, the snow that we have experienced, the ice, what do they call it? The wintry mix.
The wintry mix.
Yes. Hopefully that is well behind us. And as I drink from my cup Momentum on this momentous Monday, we're sending Momentum your way, that good positive energy that just helps you to get your morning started. It helps you to stop saying, woe is me. It helps you to say, you know what, I anticipate, I expect that today is going to be a great day, and I am going to get off to a great start. And I'm going to tell you, with kids, sometimes it can be really, really challenging. So you got to set that routine. And this morning, it's like young David Christmas was feeling the effects of losing an hour. And I said to him, you know what, it's okay. You have to accept that it is what it is. We're going to stay in our routine. We're going to do what we always do. And we're going to declare, no matter how you feel, that today is going to be a great day. In fact, I'm going to take it a step further, DC. And I'm going to declare that it is going to be an extraordinary. Yes. It's that good. Remember, minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, they're making patients better and faster, and it's their top priority. For more information, you can phone MIGS at 318-445-9700. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And don't forget about Vantage Health Plan. Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. And remember, no referrals are needed if you need to see a specialist, DC.
Really?
Absolutely not.
That's awesome.
They're right on point. And they're even so on, they're so on point, DC, that they are traveling throughout the state to literally sit and help people understand. And everywhere we go, as much as we've talked about it, and what that means is we got to talk about it some more. People still really don't understand.
Absolutely, Carlette. Let me just take this opportunity to give a big shout out to Brother Robert. That's Brother Robert and
Lorraine.
Lorraine's husband. Brother Robert told me he really enjoyed that talk about Vantage Health Plan. And Brother Robert, we appreciate you listening. Good morning to you and Miss Lorraine this morning.
Absolutely.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Fine folks.
Absolutely. And good morning to all DC that have chosen to get their morning started on point.
Absolutely.
It's really, really important that we understand that the Affordable Care Act, the deadline is rapidly approaching. We're already at the 10th of the month. Okay, we're at the 10th of the month when the senior advisor of the United States of America to President Obama, Valerie Jarrett, came on. She was saying by the 15th, we really, really want to see an influx and a push. Now, the last day to sign up is March 31st. But let me do this. Let me give you the number for Vantage Health. They're, not only are they making healthcare work, they're making it affordable, and they've got so many great, great assets to the program that are going to help you and your family. And here's their number. It's 318-361-0900. 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. Remember, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For all of the best information and to be on point with home, auto, and life insurance, you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Y'all, it's Momentum Monday. It's 7:47, and you know what? We welcome you for your morning drive in primetime drive.
Primetime.
Yes, to the OPT Network. Remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. I know it gets tough, especially this morning. It may be a little bit challenging, but we're saying grab your momentum, slow down, take your time, watch out for school buses, school kids, school zones. Help our bus drivers, help our crossing guards, and help our resource officers to make sure that kids get in safely. And I'm talking to me as well as you. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we know you're up and you're on your way by now. It's 7:56 local time, 8:56 Eastern time, and it is Momentum Monday, March 10th. And everybody right now, DC, is really trying to get accustomed to springing forward 1 hour.
Right.
So that means that we lost that hour of sleep. And so I know probably yesterday was really a big day where people were struggling to get to church. And I don't think probably a lot of people didn't make it, because experts say that there is a such thing called the circadian rhythm. And what that is it determines the body's rhythm. And this is what the expert says. He says to reset our circadian rhythm, Dr. Louis says that our sleep-wake cycle needs this signal every day. Sunlight, the sunlight needs to shine through our eyes in order to reset the cycle. But when our circadian rhythm sleep-wake cycle is different from the one that results from a time change, it can cause people to feel, just as I said, a little bit out of sorts. And then some people may even feel a fatigue, just a general fatigue. And you know, as I was reading about the circadian rhythm, I started thinking that it's probably more of a mental job than anything else. We've gotten accustomed to that extra hour, and then when we lose that extra hour, it's like, oh, woe is me. And the first thing that people generally open up their mouths and say is, I'm tired. Well, you know what? Because we know that our words are so powerful, we don't want to open up our mouths and say, as soon as you wake up or shortly thereafter, whew, I'm tired. You should not be tired after a night's rest. So it's got a lot to do with your mental capacity and your mindset and what you're telling yourself. And Dr. Louis likens the time change to if you were traveling and if you were traveling into another time zone. And he says that it takes about a day or so to adjust. So a lot of people are trying to adjust this morning to, again, driving to work, getting kids to school in the dark. And that's why it's critically important as you're traveling in that you're really mindful about kids standing at bus stops, kids that are walking to school, and people that are walking, because now it makes it even more challenging to see them because it's dark. And this morning, now, you know, usually when we get closer to town, the fog lifts, but this morning it didn't. So until the fog lifts and until the light shines, you really, really need to be even more careful. Now, he says that this is how you can adjust. He said, get some morning light this weekend or, you know, this past weekend. And so if you didn't, and there was really not a whole lot of light. Sunday, the sun popped out. It was great. It made people feel better. But he said the light and the sunshine puts your brain into sleep, into the sleep-wake cycle within a new light-dark cycle. And then he says, avoid the evening light. As tempting as it is, try to avoid being outdoors in the evening sunlight on both Sunday and Monday. So today, try to avoid it. And then he says, make sure that you just start going to bed maybe a little bit earlier so that you don't miss the sleep as much. So just a little bit of fruit for thought, just a little bit of encouragement this morning for those people that are saying, oh, I hate this new time. And everywhere we went yesterday, people were talking about the time, and everybody said, right when you get accustomed to the old time, we have to change times again. And you know, when you look at the bright side, I'm looking at all of the activities that we'll be able to do later in the evening because we have more daylight. So it's like my cup. It's how you look at your cup. If you look at your cup half empty, then it will be. But I'm looking at my cup as half full. And guess what? All we can do is accept the time, try to get our circadian rhythms, our bodies into the right rhythm. And experts also say that it can have adverse effects on people, that the circadian rhythm can adversely affect people in a couple different ways, and one is through headaches. So make sure that you're giving yourself enough rest at night. And when you do that, I think that your body will adjust. We woke up this morning feeling really refreshed and revitalized, and we really didn't consider that we lost an hour. We just looked at it as we gained time in the evening. And it's really how you look at a thing. You know, if you decide to bask in what's positive and good, it makes you feel better. If you decide to bask in what's negative and what drags you down, then you're always going to feel like, oh, I'm dragging. And you know what? Monday is the start of our week. Really, it starts on Sunday. And I hope a lot of people got out and were able to make it to worship, because I know for us, and we kind of started saying, well, you know, we had stayed up really late Saturday evening, and we said, well, will we make it to church? And we decided, you know what, it's just important that we make it to church, because as DC said last week, that's how we get refilled. That's how we get the energy and the revitalization and the momentum to start the week with Momentum Monday. And it is our belief that when we start with momentum on Monday, it only makes the day better. No matter what happens after we leave the microphone, no matter what the challenge is, we try to make sure that we have our momentum and that we send our momentum your way every single Monday morning. Now, switching gears, I'm going to tell you, it was a weekend that was really really just a full weekend. And DC, I want to turn to you for your fishing report, because you really had a great fishing report this weekend. And you wanted to report to all of the anglers what's happening in the lake.
Yes, Saturday was the day of all days for me.
Mm-hmm.
And those babies was hot. I mean, I could do no wrong. I started, I think I was in the water fishing at 6:45, and right before 10 o'clock.
6:45?
Yeah, 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're still on the old time.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, 6:45, I was in the water. You know, I get there, you know,
six.
I apologize. You're right, I see. Yes.
6:45.
Yeah, 6:45, mm-hmm. And by about 9:45, because I had to leave, we had to go to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 40.
Wow.
I mean, those babies was on fire.
How long had you been waiting for the day of all days?
Shucks, every time I go, I was expecting for it to be the day of all days.
And so a lot
but
of...
40, I'm talking about 40 slabs.
Uh-huh.
This ain't no 40 just, you know, 40 big, fine, healthy fish.
Uh-huh. And so the fishermen had been a little aggravated, most of the fishermen.
Yes, because, well, you know, the real anglers catch fish no matter what's happening, unless it's just a day that this just the fish just won't bite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys know how to catch fish when they're not biting because they know how to aggravate them in the bite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way I fish, though, they need to be biting. You know, I'm not a big-time angler like
that. Mm-hmm. And you said what about the fish spawning, in your opinion?
Well, I think they've been wanting to spawn for a while, but the conditions haven't been right.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're bunching all up, and they're moving into the banks, and they're hungry,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Or they were hungry Saturday.
They were hungry.
Because you know, I don't know a whole lot. You know, you got to get with some of those older guys who really have, they've been doing this for so long that they know exactly what they're doing. All I know is I caught them in a frenzy Saturday. But it was about 100 boats out there. I mean,
wow.
You know, and there were still some people who weren't catching them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's the style of fishing that you use, you know, but the people who fish like we fish had the day this weekend, because all the people that I see out there regularly,
mm-hmm.
was catching fish.
They were catching fish.
Now, a lot of the hunters are back out there, and they hadn't been doing a whole lot of fishing, so they're not, you know, clicking on all cylinders like the guys who don't hunt and who's been fishing,
mm-hmm.
the whole time.
And you guys kind of really, like, literally follow the fish.
Yeah. Yeah, we follow.
And
I'm in this little group of guys where they just know where they are, and I just go where they go.
And so talk about the blackfish.
The black-white perch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think when the fish start spawning or getting ready to spawn, they show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how to catch them really until the spawn cycle is getting ready to happen. And then I catch a lot of them. Like, of the 40 I caught, I may have caught 15 to 20 were the black ones.
Mm-hmm. That, you know, really dark ones.
I think they, some people call them the males.
Mm-hmm.
They are the males, I think, because they don't have eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So. But some of them I caught yesterday were big and plump and
Saturday.
Just full of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, yeah. Just full of eggs.
And
just
I had like never seen that. I had never seen that. They did. They look like literally their bellies were just ready to pop, and they were. They were full of eggs.
Yeah, they were full, man. So, yeah, and had I not left, I probably would have caught my limit for the first time in my fishing career, in my short fishing, especially since, well, me and Uncle Ron used to catch a pile of them a
lot,
but I was on the back of the boat.
Right.
But since I've been boating myself and having my own rig.
Since you've been the captain.
Yeah, it would have been the first time that I would have caught 40, because I would have, I mean 50, because I would have stayed until I caught 50.
Mm-hmm. And so you didn't stay, and I didn't fish with you because Saturday was a day where we celebrated the life of Stephanie's husband, Stephanie Butler. Alvin Butler had his home going on Saturday. And
right.
And so we were there with them. So you fished. You got up really, really early.
Right.
And fished. And then from there we went straight to his life's celebration is what I'll call it. And it was absolutely wonderful.
Right, right.
And so we just want to let the Butler family and the Pearson family know that you are and remain in our hearts, in our thoughts, and in our prayers. And one of the things that we did after the funeral, DC, is we went back to Bunkie, because that's where Stephanie lives, and that's where we're from.
No, she does. Well, that's where she's from.
That's where she's from. Well, that's where her parents live. Her
right.
mother lives there.
Right.
And we went back to Bunkie, and for those people who don't know, we have been friends with Stephanie literally since the second grade. And we went back and we just really had an opportunity to fellowship and to just be and to just love on each other. And it was a fellowship like you really don't often have after a funeral. It was just like the sweet presence of being at home. And of course, the Pearsons cook up, I mean, a ton
yes.
of amazing food. They're noted for that. And so Steph's sister, Jan, cooked up a gargantuan, I won't even call it huge, I'll call it a gargantuan pot of seafood gumbo that was absolutely incredible, amazing, just filled with fabulousness. And so we stayed up really late, and we just visited and fellowshipped. And Miss Pearson, Steph's mom, was my second grade teacher. And so from the second grade throughout life, we have been friends. And, you know, being at Miss Pearson's house this weekend,
okay.
I know that Steph and Jan and the Pearsons are probably listening. It was just absolutely nostalgic for me, because I had slept in the house so many times as a young child, had eaten meals there, and literally grown up in their house as much as our own houses. And in Bunkie, and that was a time, you know, we talked about the Village, D.C., and where the Village went. Well, that's a time when there was a Village where you could go to another person's house. And that was family. And those people were responsible for you, and they took care of you, and they loved you, and they disciplined you if you needed it. And wasn't it great just being there and just kind of going back to a time that was just very simple?
Yes, it was.
You know, good food, good fellowship, you know, and just a time of remembering and just really kind of just being there. And it's always hard. It's always hard when you come together when a life is lost. But what we did celebrate was the fact that Alvin knew God, he made his peace with God, and that he was gone home to be with the Lord. And that was really, I think that was really the pinnacle of the evening, that you can celebrate a person that you know, when you know their heart and you know that they have a heart for God, that they're gone home to glory. And you can really celebrate the life that they live and, you know, tell stories about Alvin and his dogs and how he loved his animals. And just stories about him. And so it was a long, full weekend, but it was a great weekend. And we were just happy to be in that environment with family, people that had come from, you know, various different parts of the country to be there and to support. And that's really what it's about. And I hope that people will get back to a time of just loving each other when there's nothing wrong, when there isn't a death, but we just are there for people, we love on them, and we support them, not just through the bad times, the hard times, the tough times, but we support them all the time.
Right.
And that's what it's about. And so, and then on Sunday, DC, your mom cooked a big feast.
Feast.
Big G, what we like to call her.
Big G. Big Granny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Granny put it down.
Yeah, she put it down for the what?
For the old and the new. For the old and the new.
But you know what I was really proud of?
The Pearsons put it down, too, though, over by Betty's house, Betty Washington.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they put it down.
They put it down on Sunday, too.
Look, if we weren't headed straight over to Big Granny's house, I would have put it down right there. But I did have to get a taste of that fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, you know, I love fried chicken.
And that's one thing about the folk down in the parish. And we talk about the parish, and we talk about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. And I know this is not just Avoyelles Parish, but in many parishes, people just love to come together and cook, and they love to feed you. And for many people, that has not changed, where you can go to people's homes and there will be food there waiting. And the Pearsons had food, I mean, so much food. It was just unbelievable. And it's hard to temper yourself when there's just good food everywhere. But you know what I'm really proud of, DC?
What's that?
I'm proud that you did not gorge yourself on Sunday.
No.
I mean, you did, you enjoyed what you enjoyed, but you did have some restraint.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, Carla, this is kind of hard to gorge yourself. I think what's happening with me is my metabolism changed and I didn't change with it. You know, and so when it changes and you keep eating the way you've always been eating, then of course you're going to go into another weight gain. You know, and I think that's how I picked that weight up.
Mm-hmm.
After I turned 40, I kept eating like I was 21.
Right. And then when you stopped smoking cigarettes, there was a big change.
It looked like my taste buds came back, but that's really not what it was.
No?
You know, no. That's what you call crossover addiction.
Uh-huh.
You come from one addiction and jump into another one.
Uh-huh.
The only thing is food is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't get too overweight.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you feeling about food on this momentous Monday? Are you feeling anything?
You know how I feel about it, Carlette? You know, to take Gene's advice, Gene Williams, you know, just let it be what it's going to be. I ain't got time for all that. I need to just quit overeating.
Uh-huh.
And just see what happens with that.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm tired of all these diets, you know. You know, the next thing, if I don't stop, the next thing I'll be doing is getting the stomach stable. You know, it's just not that bad. It's
uh-huh.
not that big of a deal.
Uh-huh. And so you've just decided to just ease up and be kinder to yourself. And just say, you know what, I need to moderate my portions.
Right, and I need to eat healthier. Because, you know, I can, you know, I like sugar, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really and truly, if I would just really get a regimen of eating the right kind of foods, not overeating them, I'd probably get some results just from that.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I wouldn't have to worry about picking up any more weight. You know, I'd stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
At least,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But you know what? I see a sort of a sense of, you know, no more of the urgency. I mean, every week or every couple of weeks or every month or so, we came up with something.
Well, I'm tired of it. I'm too busy. I got too much other stuff to do to kind of, you know, I got some stuff that's actually rooting that out. And what we're doing with the company and what we're getting ready to do, I just don't have time, man.
Wow.
To keep coming up with
you said that like ready. You were really tired. It sounded like you were really tired of the upheaval, the up and down, the up and down of food. And I think a lot of people are. And you know, I think that you have to make you have to make peace with yourself about it. And it seems like you're making some sense of peace with yourself and the food.
Yes, I am. I'm just, you know, I just, like I said, I'm just, it's just not that big of a deal. And I just don't feel like, you know, beat my head against the wall and
I'm okay. You know, I'm content. You know, and I just have to quit being over the top with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just may be one of those deals, Colette, where you just have to let go. And I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to let go and just see God on what to do and quit coming up with these plans that I come up with that they're just not, you know, they work for a little while. And that's where the frustration comes
from.
You know, you do them, they work for a little while, and then you gradually backslide back into where you were. And it's, you know, so... The hardest thing about food is it's not like other things that you're addicted to where you just cut them out all again.
Mm-hmm.
You got to still eat.
Absolutely.
You know, and it really food is harder than other chemicals to quit.
And
you find it much harder to, you know, because you still have to eat. And once you eat something and it triggers something else, there you go again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on this vicious cycle and merry-go-round, you know, so.
Well, you know what? I think that you have a peace with it. And then when you finally let go and let God and trust the process, you know, and I can see the progress of your mother's cooking and you not just sitting there and gorging yourself. So
yeah,
progress.
But once Big Granny came, it was hard to do any kind of diet because, you know,
right?
How are you going to not eat that?
That's right.
The food that you grew
up on.
Well,
you said it, moderation.
Because this is actually the first time my mother and me have lived this close to each other since I was in high school.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've never been this close to each other. So now that she's like 10 miles from me, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, you know, we're doing the Sunday dinner thing at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whatever deal I'm on, I'm coming off. So that's what, really and truly, that's really what happened. I just... You know, I'm not going to ever, ever, ever stop eating my mother's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Never.
And, well, you shouldn't.
No, I'm not.
And, you know, we were talking about cooking this weekend, and there were so many great cooks amongst us. And one of the things that
Jan put down some serious gumbo.
Yes.
Janice Pearson.
Alford.
She put her foot in some gumbo, and I'm going to tell you, when you looked at the big, huge pot sitting up there, I was like, man, how do you measure that to where it just comes right up to the top of the pot perfectly? You know, and it
you know, I never even thought about that. I never thought about that.
It's just a big pot of stuff that comes right up to the very top.
Uh-huh.
The pot is about 2 feet high.
And that's called skills.
Yeah, that's skills right there.
That's skills in the kitchen.
You know, I had to go get some crackers for that. You know, we grew up eating crackers with Bo. Gumbo. You had to go get some crackers for that gumbo.
Yeah, that was a serious big gumbo.
And I was like, we're about to set in for this gumbo. I'm going to have to go ahead and get everything I need to make sure it's, you know, like I need gumbo to be.
Uh-huh.
Let me get these crackers.
And then this is something I had never seen before. Not only did she have a gargantuan pot of gumbo, she had a pot behind the pot.
A reserve pot
right.
of stuff to load back in it as people eat the meat and sausage and shrimp and all the things.
And crab.
Yeah. As you eat that out, she just puts more in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's simmering in the back, ready to go back in. Oh, it was awesome.
I've never seen anything. It was something to see.
It was something to see. It really was.
It was something to see. And you know, this is what life is about. It's about family. And we call them friends, but they're really family.
Absolutely.
It's about, Uncle New said it. He said it starts with family and it ends with family.
Absolutely. And on yesterday, too, Carlette, I got a chance to go over and speak with Miss Pat Walker.
Mm-hmm.
It was her birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Miss Walker. That was my English teacher in high school. Basically, she is the reason that I'm able to speak to you all the way
I am. I love it.
You know, because of the skills that she implanted into me, helped to impart into me, and you know, I didn't use them at the time, but I did start using them on in life, being a communicator. You know, in sales, all you do is communicate with people. So,
who knew?
Big shout out to Miss Walker, and Miss Smith was over there, and we had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation about education and about where we are today and where we used to be and how things. Man, we just had a fine conversation. And then, you know, we had Felicia walk in there who was the straight-A student. She's laughing because I was young Deuce Christmas was with me.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling, you know, Felicia never made a B, I don't think, man. Felicia was a straight-A student.
Uh-huh. She was smart.
And Ms. Walker was basically, she just, all of her kids, and we said this when she came on for the program that we did when we had the educators on. You know, all of her kids are educated.
Absolutely.
With the maximum of degrees.
And not just educated, not just making it through.
Yeah.
They were all very smart.
They were all very smart. I mean, and they applied themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew how to get it out of you. Now, she was working with the students at large, the whole Bunky, really.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us didn't get it until after we left Bunky High.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she and I, Miss Smith, that's Miss Betty Smith,
mm-hmm.
who taught in Bunky for years as well. Thank you to you, Miss Smith. Mm-hmm. You know, big ups to you. And, man, we just had a fine conversation sitting over there at Ms. Walker's house, and Ms. Pat Walker. We just want to say happy birthday to you, Ms. Pat.
Happy, happy birthday, Ms. Pat.
She's helped mm-hmm. a lot of people along the way.
Did you think when you were sitting in English class that you would need the skills that you were getting? Did you think at that moment that you would ever need those skills?
I didn't really think that I would need them like this, but really, you know, I thought I would be a jock playing ball or something. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't really even know when I left to go to college that I was going to get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I didn't get my degree until after I left college and mm-hmm. went back and finished mm-hmm. my degree and mm-hmm. went on to graduate school. But I didn't know I was going to need all this education and have to get education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really didn't.
And you know,
when we were doing it,
as we're talking about teachers, we can't leave out Miss Ruth Pearson, whose house
man.
We were at
Absolutely.
On Saturday.
Absolutely.
And all of the teachers back when we were growing up, they didn't just teach us, but they opened up their homes and their
right.
hearts to us. And that's why it was so wonderful for us to be back in her home, because it just felt so warm. The love was still there. And her daughters, they opened up their house
yes, they did.
To all of us.
Yes,
and
did.
I mean, it just wasn't us. I mean, it was You can't even count the kids.
Absolutely.
That just wanted to be there.
Absolutely. And that is what, you know, speaking of that, Miss Walker and Miss Smith and I were talking about what they're dealing with today and what they had to deal with back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, back in the day, you know, we I think my class was one of the first class to go to school when the segregation
mm-hmm.
stopped.
Mm-hmm. One of the first classes?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I never went to a desegregated school.
Okay. I didn't either.
Or never went to school when it was segregated.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Let me get that straight. So, you know, we didn't know when we went to school that the year before we were in school, all the blacks went to one school and all
mm-hmm.
the other people went to another school. We never knew that. I never knew that. And you start school. I started TikTok at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the TikTok was right there where the building is still there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Tonji is opening up the daycare center
mm-hmm.
right there on Chestnut Street in Bunky.
Mm-hmm.
That place is still there. And that's where I started it. And when I started school there was, you know, all
races kids.
Of people.
Mm-hmm.
It was all people. So we really didn't know that. And so when we got to Bunky Elementary, when Mr. Fogelman was the principal, you know, Mr. Fogelman to me seemed, you know, I'm looking back at it as a kid, I don't see anything. He was a fine fellow,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he put that board on you. And then when we got in junior high.
Did you get the board a lot?
Mr. Holtz. Mr. Holtz would put that, you know, he was left-handed. We were talking about that.
He was left-handed.
He was left-handed. He would put that board
I
on
you. I guess
he
that means
no
you.
Man. Come on, son.
I guess that means.
Come on, son. Let's
I guess
go. Come
that
on.
Means you know a lot did. About that, huh?
Oh,
you
man,
know what Annie was.
Yeah, we were talking. We were talking about that. And, Miss Smith and Miss Betty, you know, they knew us. They knew the people in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They understood that, okay, this is Mildred's son. I'm finna put it on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she'll be all right with it.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know, nowadays, man, if you discipline somebody's kid too hard, you know, you might have to go answer
mm-hmm.
the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was more community-oriented. And it was amazing for me to just talk to them and listen to Miss Walker and Miss Smith,
mm-hmm.
who were actually on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think Miss Smith taught second or third grade,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Walker taught high school. So there you had the elementary level and the high school level right there. And basically, you know, they're saying they are saying, and I think we're gonna do something with our nonprofit to try to help young boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got that on the cutting board right now on the drawing board,
right.
to see what it is we can do in Central Louisiana. To help,
right?
You know, and to really be about that, because, you know, we really do need some help in this area to make sure that the kids stay in school. You know, I was speaking with Ms. Walker, and she was saying that at the high school right there at Bunky High, which this was a shock to me, that they're not really graduating but about 5 African American a year, 5 to 10.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
Wow, that is startling.
That really is.
And you know, on the heels of the president's new initiative, My Brother's Keeper, they're asking people from all parts of the country, from anywhere. They're saying anybody that can help to try to change this momentum and try to keep kids in school, especially African-American men, young men, they're falling by the wayside. It is not uncommon for you to hear about a young boy, 15 or 16 years old, who has quit school. And mothers, many of those are single moms that right. really do not know what to do. And what do you do when your son says, you know, they're not going back to school? Well, there was a time where you really didn't have a choice. And I guess that's what's made us so nostalgic about our teachers and about being in their homes and the love that we felt right. then and the love that we still feel some 30 years later.
Absolutely, Carlette. And speaking of educators, let me just, I would be remiss if I didn't give my cousin Gilda Compton a shout out.
Absolutely.
You know, she took part in some of that festive eating over at Big Granny's yesterday. And she's reminding me that she wants to get her slab.
her fish.
Gilda, ask Gilda Compton. You know, she's been in the education business, too, on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And a big shout out to you, Gilda. And Gilda is...
Let me tell you, I've got a story about Gilda.
Oh, you do?
And I don't know if Gilda remembers this, but when I was at what is now ULL,
right.
Gilda was teaching there. And oftentimes I would ride back and forth to school there. I mean, because,
right.
you know, I went several places before I finally landed and finished because I was in search of that man. I was running behind that man. I'm not gonna call his name, but he's sitting across from me. And
yeah.
Gilda was always there to encourage not only myself but others to make
Absolutely.
Sure that we got that higher education and that we got those degrees. And there's so
yeah.
many people that spoke into our lives and that were instrumental in our lives. And you know, we just really don't say thank you enough.
I'm telling you. And I mean, you know, and Gilda's mother, Aunt Rosalie, you know,
mm-hmm.
Compton,
mm-hmm.
and Uncle Herman. I mean, they were just some powerful people in the community. And, you know, I just want to say this to Gilda, that Gilda, yes, I do have that for you. I will be getting that because I need to get Janet some too, Janet Sweezy,
uh-huh.
Uncle News' wife. And I've been telling people, and I forget. And if I wouldn't get these little reminders like this, I would still forget that I told her I was going to give her some fish.
And we took
sure
we took
told
fish. We delivered fish yesterday to people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I got to give them to my boy out there in Fifth Ward mm-hmm. who gives us the backstrap.
Also educators.
Also educators. Absolutely. William teaches and is the kinesiology professor over at LaSalle's. And Robin teaches at LaFord, Robin Williver. So all of these people we're bringing up are educators. What's up with that?
Well, it is a morning where we're talking about educators and our gratitude
right, I mean,
for those people that, especially now, when you're in a classroom now, the challenges are immense. But you know what? We're gonna have momentum about that. We're gonna look at our cups as half full on that.
Right.
And as you said, as I said earlier, and we've been talking about after we connected with the White House, and we talked to advisor Valerie Jarrett. She's the advisor to President Obama, and they are really, really, I don't want to say desperate, but they feel a sense of urgency to make sure that young men are educated, and we know that education is the key. And this morning, I had to drive in. We had to bring separate cars this morning, and Deuce and I just kind of rode in together, just he and I. And what I understand is that when you are a single mother, and I understand that because a single mother raised me and raised you, that there are...
Yeah, but I had a stepdaddy.
Right.
You know, Pocket was there. Willie Brown, my man.
Right.
You know,
well,
so I had...
We didn't have anybody there. And when you have
right.
boys, it's just very, very different. And we still try to treat them as babies instead of as young men.
Hmm.
And it is hard for us to let go and let others put their hands on them. Not, I don't mean this literally, I mean metaphorically. And if they need hands put on them, to put hands on them and to snatch them back from the perils of life.
Right.
and the perils of the streets.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, if we don't start doing some snatching, both literally and metaphorically, we're going to see more and more young men on the corners. And it's not just in Louisiana. It's not just in Arkansas. It's not just in Texas. It's in every city,
right,
USA. If we don't do something now, you know, and I go back to when we were celebrating Dr. King's birthday and we were celebrating Black History Month, you know, Dr. King said that life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing to help others? What are you doing to help others? And that's really what it's about. And we know that people help in various different ways. And so it is up to all of us to do something. And when we talk, when we talk about our past, it really gives us a sense of, of well-being. That's right in my ear. Hey, good morning, Chauncey, and welcome to the OPT.
Hey, good morning, and thank you so much for taking the call. I told you I was trying to wait till you guys go to a commercial so I could call and say this.
Did you call him? Did you call him Deuce, Chauncey?
Deuce is cool.
Deuce is cool.
I'm sorry, did I say the wrong thing?
No, I'm just giving, I'm giving you a hard time. Go ahead, Chauncey. Go ahead.
But here's what the deal is. You know, I absolutely refuse to listen at you guys talk about Miss Walker and Mr. Patterson and Miss Foster and Miss Lewis and all those guys like they only touch lives in Bunky. Now, you know, I know the Jews and the Samaritans have no dealing, but they, you know, that those folks worked in the Vols Parish in Marksville and really made a remarkable difference. Of those four I named, Miss Walker and Mr. Patterson both taught me, and I think they did a pretty good job. I mean, I'm just saying. The other thing that I want to say is that I would like, in fact, I want to let you guys know I'm on board. We're going to get something done for our kids, and I'm on board because, you know, I mean, we're going to be in a mess if we don't do something, do it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I want to say happy birthday to Miss Walker also. She's probably like 25 again.
How did you know, Chauncey? Now, you know, you just won all kind of, you won all kind of points with that. She is 25 at the most.
Look here, at 50 years old, a lot of things I am. I might be fat and some other stuff, but I ain't stupid.
Hey, Chauncey, you know what? You're right on point. We need men. We need men to step up, and we will be working very, very closely with the White House. And and we are going to be the change that we want to see. We're not going to just talk about it. We're going to be about it. And we're going to snatch these young boys back. But you know what we first have to do? Baby, your mic is still on. But you know what we first have to do? We first have to school our single moms. And we have to let them know that we're not hurting their boys because we have to put some bass in the voice when we talk to them. And that we don't have a problem snatching them, literally and metaphorically.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you. And the unfortunate thing, Paulette, is that I do prison ministry, and I see it. I see it. And basically, you know, what moms do is that they call it love, but it's really not love. You're really hurting your boys. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, they end up making problems for girls who's looking for a man and unfortunately finds a boy, you know, and then, you know, they're always dependent upon mom to rescue them, you know, when they get in trouble. And, you know, there will come a time, unfortunately, that, you know, that they've done things that mom wasn't able to rescue them from.
Absolutely.
And so, I think we need to, you know, have some serious conversation, you know, and just have a plan. And, you know, this is what we're going to do to make things better for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're absolutely on point with that, Chauncey. And I've seen it, and I was just sharing. And as a mother, I understand. It hurts me when David's daddy, when Deuce's daddy has to discipline him in a very harsh and baritone way, it hurts me as a mother, but I understand that it is for his betterment, and that if I don't step back, then I'm not allowing him to become a man.
oh my God, it's for a greater good. It's really for a greater good. And, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, I too was raised in a single parent household. And of all the things my mom could teach me and show me, my mom could not show me how to be a man, you know. And so the thing about it is that we as men, we've got to be willing to branch out and, you know, to extend our parenthood, our fatherhood, mm-hmm. to not only our biological children, but to other children as well, and become dad models, if you will, or role models mm-hmm. to these kids, to show them, you know, the things they should and should not do and how to do it.
Hey, Chauncey, what we're going to do is the next time we do, because what I'm about to do now is put together a show where we have a lot of the educators come mm-hmm. on and try to say, not really saying what's wrong, but kind of say what are some solutions that we can do here in Central Louisiana to help to try to get this situation better.
Right.
And just we'll just start with dialogue, start with conversation, right. and hopefully we'll be able to spring some people into action and not just talk about it, but be about it. But we have to start talking about it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
I agree with you. The interesting thing is everybody already knows what's wrong, and nobody wants to hear what's wrong.
Right.
You know, people want to hear what, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing we're trying to do. And what we're going to do is I'm gonna put a show together where we have some educators come in, and then, you know, mostly, and then we're going to bring a lot of men in. We're going right. to bring men. We're going to have women, too, on the subject. And we may do right. a week-long deal where we just have right. different people coming in and expressing not only their concerns, but what they feel that we can do to put this train back on the track so that we can start being more progressive in our community.
You know, and I'm kind of brainstorming in my head, but I wish we could do a public forum of sorts, you know, in the African-American community. But here's the thing, you know, we see it, I mean, that's where I live. And when I say that's where right. I live, that's where my family is.
Right.
But other races and nationalities of people, they have problems too.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
And so, you know, the thing about it is that we may need to have, and I mentioned to you about us having a children's summit, but we need, you know, a boys summit. And several years ago, Ms. Ruby Smith and I worked on a project. I'm trying to think of it. Save our sons. Years ago,
right.
you know, and so, you know, maybe just some of, you know, those plans could be put, you know, could be resurrected, so to speak, and worked on.
Absolutely. Well, Chauncey, man, you head that up. We're willing to do whatever we can to help you with that.
Okay.
And now we have a 501(c) nonprofit. We're glad to get with anybody who wants to get together to see about getting some federal funds to do some of the things we do. But the difference in us and the difference in others, we like to raise money as well. And we understand also that this is not just an African-American problem. This is community issues.
Right.
A lot of the people who we're having, a lot of the kids that are having problems are going right out there dealing with people of other races who are having to try to get information to them and try to teach them things, but they don't have the discipline, and they don't know how to discipline these kids. You know, it's going to take people like you and me to communicate with these kids and make them understand that, look, you're going to have to tone it down some. Because what's happening is people are giving up on you because of the simple fact that you're coming across like it's just going to be too much of a job for us to deal with you. And that's what causes people to give up on people. So, you know, we just have to start working with the kids and with the parents, because in a lot of instances, these kids come from households where the parents need to be spoken to by men as well. You know, men need to tell mothers and single mothers, look, this is the process that has to go down for your son to become a better man. You know, because nobody wants their kid to grow up to be in jail. Nobody's saying, I'm raising this kid to be a drug addict, or I'm raising this kid to be a thief. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's saying that. So what we have to do now, I believe, is start right now saying, look, your son is 14, he's 12, he's 8, and he's causing these problems, or he's having these problems. Let's us team up, get together, and let's go to the school and see how we can get with the school to work with them instead of going over there cursing them out.
That's not going to help. That's the thing about it. And don't wait, you know. I mean, the thing is prevention. You know, I work in Salem, Louisiana, as the director of prevention services here for this district. But the thing about it is that I really believe in prevention, you know, and, yes. And if we address issues before they happen, then we won't have to deal with them on the back end. Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, right now, I'm going to call you, Chauncey. What we're going to do is we're going to put together a show where we're just going to have a panel of men.
Okay.
To just kind of toss this back and forth and see what springs up out of it. Because a lot of times, you know, a lot of times we find solutions by just serving. You know, Pastor Greg says that all the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you can find your calling right in serving, right in trying to help. You know, that's how you find it. Mm-hmm. And really and truly, I found out I had prostate cancer by trying to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's such early stages, it wasn't even affecting me that bad. But the way I found out is through trying to get others to come in to say, look, we're going to have this thing checked out. Mm-hmm. So I really believe in that. And I think, you know, you and me, we need to get together this week and see who we need to bring in, who we can bring in, and have some people come talk about it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, we got to get a break.
No problem.
I know we got to get a break. And you know what? We want to encourage those people that have a heart for young boys and young men to step up and call us at our offices, D.C., at 318-445-568. And let's deal with life's persistent and urgent question, what are we doing? What are we doing to help others? Hey, everybody, it's 8:42 local time, 9:42 Eastern time. It's Momentum Monday, and we gotta get a break. We're back, though, right after this.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. We just let it be. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. I'll change the world. What it used to be.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the biggest show. And the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Come on. Wake up, everybody! Teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen what you have to say.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're going to love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click Like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver.
Always on time, always on time.
Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment has been sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, Magnolia State Mortgage, Walker Automotive Group, Southern Heritage Bank, also Davis One Stop, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, and State Farm. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Avoyelles Parish, 318-346-6695. Also, Get Wired Communications. Their number, 318-767-2220. You know, DC, as we just kind of recap the conversation, we really had no idea where that conversation was going to go, but it has really been on our hearts since we have been in connection with the White House. But we're going to take it a step further. It's not just black and brown boys. It's all boys. It's all young men. It's all mothers who are struggling to raise boys to be men who are single and don't really have a clue after a certain point.
Absolutely, Carlette. And it's going to take, you know, when you have a situation like this, it affects the whole community. What you got is a situation where companies would like to come to Alexandria, but there's no workforce, you know, and there's no workforce because we're losing kids too early, you know, and so it's a community issue. It's an economic issue. It has a lot to do with the things that affect us every day. You know, we need to be able to man stuff when it comes here. And so to man something, you have to have men.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to have men. You know, so if our men are getting, you know, they're going to jail, and for whatever reasons, or they're, you know, they're on drugs or whatever it is. And this is affecting all socioeconomic backgrounds of people. It is affecting some more than others, but everybody is affected by these things. You know, and education is the key. Education is the key, and I believe we have to start with these educators, like we were talking earlier. They have their fingers on the pulse of what's happening in our community.
And when it's
happening. Every community.
And
absolutely.
When it's happening.
They're dealing with the kids, and they can tell you, you know, what kids, and I'm going to tell you right now, personally, myself, I feel that there should be laws in place that start to deal with the parents of kids when they start going awry. You know, in other words, it is your job to keep your kid in check. Now, we understand that when you're dealing with single-parent households, it gets to be too much when you have a single mother who's having to work, take care of a kid, trying to do everything so that they're not living on the system. Well, something is going to suffer somewhere else. And I think what's happening is our kids are suffering, because if you have, you know, a woman that's doing all that society is asking her to do to take care of them financially, then she's having problems with having to deal with these disciplinary actions. Problems that may occur as a result of her being gone all